Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 27, Understanding Material Nature, Verses 28 and 29. Now, on the sheet, what does it have? Is it 28 or 29? 28?
28?
It has both on the sheet.
Yes.
On the sheet. This is the sheet. That's the book. Mad Bhakta Pratibhutarto Mat Prasadena Bhuyasa Nishreyasa Swa Samstanam Kaivalyakya Mad Ashrayam Mad Bhakta Pratibhudarto Mat Prasadena Bhuyasa Nishreyasam Sasamstanam Kaivalyakyam Mad Ashrayam Mad Bhakta Pratibhudarto Mat Prasadena Bhuyasa Nishreyasam Sasamstanam Kaivalyakyam Mad Ashrayam Mad Bhakta Pratibhudharto Mat Prasadena Bhuyasa Nishreyasam Sasamstanam Kaivalyakyam Mad Ashrayam
Madhatta Pratibhudhato
Madhatta Pratibhudhato
Madhrasadena Bhuyasa
Madhrasadena Bhuyasa
Nishreya Samsa Samstanam
Nishreya Samsa Samstanam
Kaivalyakyam Madhasrayam
Kaivalyakyam Madhasrayam Madhatta Pratibhudhato
Madhatta Pratibhudhato
Madhrasadena Bhuyasa
Madhrasadena Bhuyasa
Nishreya Samsa Samstanam
Nishreya Samsa Samstanam
Kaivalyakyam Madhasrayam
Kaivalyakyam Madhasrayam
Madhatta Pratibhudhato
Madhatta Pratibhudhato
Makasedana Makasedana Pujasa
Matrasadena Pujasa
Nishreya Samsva Samstanam
Nishreya Samsva Samstanam
Kaivyel Yam Mat Ashyasam
Kaivalyakyam Mayamad Asriyam
Mataji is. No.
Oh.
Madhatta Pratibhudhato Madhrasadena Bhuyasa Nishreyasam
Sasamstanam
Kaivalyakyam Madhasrayam.
So now we're doing both verses 28 and 29. So I will read 29 myself, and then we will do the word for word for both. Prapnotihanjasa dira swadrisha china samshaya yadgatva na nivarteta yogi lingad vinirgame. So word for word. Matbhakta, my devotee, Prati Buddha Arta, self-realized, Matprasadena, by my causeless mercy, Bhuyasa, unlimited, Nishreyasam, the ultimate perfectional goal. Susamsthanam, his abode, Kaivalya Akyam, called Kaivalya, Mat Ashrayam, under my protection, Prapnoti, attains. Iha, in this life, Anjasa, truly, Dira, steady, Swadrisha, by knowledge of the self, Chinna Samshaya, freed from doubts, Yat, to that abode, Gatva, having gone, na, never, nivarteta, comes back, yogi, the mystic devotee, lingat, from the subtle and gross material bodies, vinirgame, after departing. Translation. My devotee actually becomes self-realized by my unlimited causeless mercy, and thus, when freed from all doubts, he steadily progresses towards his destined abode, which is directly under the protection of my spiritual energy of unadulterated bliss. That is the ultimate perfectional goal of the living entity. After giving up the present material body, the mystic devotee goes to that transcendental abode and never comes back. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Actual self-realization means becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. The existence of a devotee implies the function of devotion and the object of devotion. Self-realization ultimately means to understand the personality of Godhead and the living entities, to know the individual self and the reciprocal exchanges of loving service between the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the reciprocal exchanges of loving service between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity is real self-realization. This cannot be attained by the impersonalists or other transcendentalists. They cannot understand the science of devotional service. Devotional service is revealed to the pure devotee by the unlimited causeless mercy of the Lord. This is especially spoken of here by the Lord, Mat Prasadena, by my special grace. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Only those who engage in devotional service with love and faith receive the necessary intelligence from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that gradually and progressively they can advance to the abode of the personality of Godhead. Nishreyasa means the ultimate destination. Swasamsthana indicates that the impersonalists have no particular place to stay.
The Turanian Zoom is the point.
A few alien zones. one moment. My apologies. Yeah, we're going to check all the Zooms. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. You gotta check all the Zooms. Okay. There you go, Lithuanian Zoom. Sorry. So many Zooms and Facebooks and sure. All right, so continuing the purport. Nishreyasa means the ultimate destination. Swasamsthana indicates that the impersonalists have no particular place to stay. The impersonalists sacrifice their individuality so that the living spark can merge into the impersonal effulgence emanating from the transcendental body of the Lord, but the devotee has a specific abode. The planets rest in the sunshine, but the sunshine itself has no particular resting place. When one reaches a particular planet, then he has a resting place. The spiritual sky, which is known as Kaivalya, is simply blissful light on all sides, and it is under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaham, the impersonal Brahman effulgence rests on the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, the bodily effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Kaivalya, or impersonal Brahman. In that impersonal effulgence there are spiritual planets, which are known as Vaikunthas, chief of which is Krishna Loka. Some devotees are elevated to the Vaikuntha planets, and some are elevated to the planet Krishna Loka. According to the desire of a particular devotee, he is offered a particular abode, which is known as Swasamsthana, his desired destination. By the grace of the Lord, the self-realized devotee engaged in devotional service understands his destination even while in the material body. He therefore performs his devotional activities steadily without doubting, and after quitting his material body, he at once reaches the destination for which he has prepared himself. After reaching that abode, he never comes back to this material world. The words lingad vinirgame, which are used here, mean after being freed from the two kinds of material bodies, subtle and gross. The subtle body is made of mind, intelligence, false ego, and contaminated consciousness. And the gross body is made of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. When one is transferred to the spiritual world, he gives up both the subtle and gross bodies of this material world. He enters the spiritual sky in his pure spiritual body and is stationed in one of the spiritual planets. Although the impersonalists also reach that spiritual sky after giving up the subtle and gross material bodies, they're not placed in the spiritual planets. As they desire, they're allowed to merge in the spiritual effulgence emanating from the transcendental body of the Lord. The word swasamsthanam is also very significant. As a living entity prepares himself, so he attains his abode. The impersonal Brahman effulgence is offered to the impersonalists, but those who want to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his transcendental form as Narayan in the Vaikunthas, or with Krishna in Krishna Loka, go to those abodes wherefrom they never return. Madbhakta pratibuddharto matprasadena bhuyasa nishreyasam swasamsthanam kaivalyakyam madashrayam prapnoti hanjasa dira swadrisha chinasamshaya yadgatva na nivarteta yogi lingad vinirgame. Translation: my devotee actually becomes self-realized by my unlimited causeless mercy, and thus, when freed from all doubts, he steadily progresses towards his destined abode, which is directly under the protection of my spiritual energy of unadulterated bliss. That is the ultimate perfectional goal of the living entity. After giving up the present material body, the mystic devotee goes to that transcendental abode and never comes back. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachadeshatarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Vanchkav Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we're coming to the end of this chapter of Lord Kapiladev instructing about the functionings of material nature. And of course we've seen and we've noted on a number of occasions that while he's been giving us that analysis of material nature and its functionings, and including in relation to the spirit soul, then he's also introduced devotional service. In fact, it's been an ongoing theme, devotional service, while situated in the material world, in a material body, and how all these things work, and the relationships and interactions and interrelationships. It's a very interesting and very important subject. And now there's just one more verse, and then he's going to give us, he's going to instruct us further, particularly on devotional service in this context. So here, we've been reading about the devotee, and plus the impersonalists, different spiritually minded people, how in the context of Sankhya Yoga they gradually come to the point of realization, and as they do, how that affects their relationships with the material world, with their material bodies, and just everything and everyone in the material world. They come to see everything differently. And on the basis of that vision, they come to, in a very natural way, interact with everything differently, particularly in terms of devotional servants. Instead of seeing the material world as the materialistic conditioned souls do, as being a great field with all sorts of material enjoyments available, all we have to do is just more or less take them. But the advancing Sankhya yogi, who is engaged in devotional service also, he sees everything as being the property of Krishna, and his perspective on everything is that how to use this in devotional service. And if I cannot use it in devotional service, I don't touch it. I take no interest in it. Yes, I leave it. It's the property of the Lord. It's not within my purview. It's not part of my prescribed program for rendering service. So even though it can be used in devotional service, but seeing it's just not part of my program for devotional service, I leave it completely without attachment. Completely without attachment. So here, now in these two verses, Lord Kapila is describing how that devotee actually comes to the perfectional point, means actually goes back to Godhead. Yes. Leaves behind the material body and leaves the material world and actually travels to the spiritual world, either to one of the Vaikuntha planets or to Goloka Vrindavan, which is the topmost of the Vaikuntha planets. So he goes. You could say there is a geographical relocation which happens. A very major geographical relocation. Up until this point, he's been rendering service in this world. And at least in the final stages, when very advanced, being very conscious of Krishna's presence in the form of his energies, but even sometimes, as we've read, actually having darshan of the Supreme Lord. Yes. And so he comes to the perfectional stage of completely realizing his transcendental nature, who he or she is in the kingdom of God, their eternal position in their eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is all going on. Mat prasadena, as was stated in verse 28, Mat prasadena bhuyasa, that by my causeless mercy, bhuyasa nishreyasam, the ultimate perfectional goal is revealed. Krishna reveals that. Mat prasadena, by my special grace, by the mercy of the Lord, that a devotee being engaged in devotional service very faithfully, in the beginning, not knowing his or her eternal relationship with the Lord, and in the beginning coming from an entangled position on the material level, but through knowledge, through association, through the practice of devotional service, the devotee gains a greater and greater taste on one hand, and greater faith on the other hand, and greater understanding of the transcendental reality as the practice goes on. So like this, the devotee becomes more and more fixed in Krishna consciousness, in devotional service, and then eventually comes to this point here. So an interesting point which is made in the purport, that it's in the second paragraph of the purport, some devotees are elevated to the Vaikuntha planets, and some are elevated to the planet Krishna Loka, according to the desire of the particular devotee. He's offered a particular abode, which is known as swa-samsthana. This is also a term coming from one of the two verses. Swa means your own, your very own, like swarup, your very own, your natural form, your form. Yeah, like this. So there are all sorts of swas, different things which are naturally yours in terms of your eternal spiritual nature. But here, this is swa samsthana, and sthana indicates place, or where everything is fixed. Swasamsthana, your very own place where you belong, your fixed abode, where you will stay. As Prabhupada says, the devotee's desired destination. So, the thing is, this brings up, of course, an interesting point which devotees do bring up and do discuss from time to time. Is that how fixed is that swasamsthana? How fixed is it? Here we are. We're all here in the material world. We're all trying, but we've all still got a way to go to realize all these things. So. In one sense, it's swasamsthana, your natural position, but as described here, it's according to your desire. So, is there flexibility? Of course, generally we understand, this is described particularly in Nectar of Devotion, generally we understand that we do have an eternal spiritual nature, eternal spiritual body, which is already there. It's already there. But at the moment it's covered over. Through the rendering of devotional service, gradually purification takes place, and our affiliation with the material body gradually dissolves step by step. And then our actual eternal spiritual body becomes apparent to us. It becomes apparent to us. So generally the understanding is that our swasamsthana, our place, our position, our swarup, our eternal spiritual form is already fixed. And therefore, as the purification takes place, one comes to realize that some very specific thing. One comes to realize, but in the earlier stages of realization, in the earlier stages of the very high stages, something like that. Yes, as Prabhupada says, by the grace of the Lord, the self-realized devotee engaged in devotional service understands his destination even while in the material body. In fact, we read, it was some weeks ago or even a couple of months, we read Srila Prabhupada said in one of his smaller books, let me just see if I can check which book it was, but what was it? It was, anyway, Narada Bhakti Sutra. It was Narada Bhakti Sutra. Srila Prabhupada is talking there about the different levels in the devotee's development of Krishna consciousness, from Shraddha to Prema. And there Srila Prabhupada makes the point that when a devotee comes to the level of not Nishta, Ruchi, but Asakti, when the devotee comes to the level of Asakti, which is the last stage before Bhava, which is the beginning of actual perfection. So Srila Prabhupada makes the point that on that stage, generally a devotee understands what is his or her eternal relationship. Yeah. And then they really start entering it. Well, they have to, particularly if they have an eternal relationship in Goloka Vrindavan with Krishna as such, not just in Vaikuntha, because also described in some detail in Nectar of Devotion is that the devotee who practices Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti is practicing to enter a specific relationship. It's not just to enter Vrindavan in whatever way or form or whatever type of position one's going to enter when one does go in. No, one is practicing for entering a specific relationship, and this is sadhana. And sadhana bhakti finishes on the level of asakti. When the devotee comes to the next stage, which is bhava, the devotee is no longer on the level of sadhana. They're on the level of sadhya, perfection. So therefore, necessarily, this point that Prabhupada makes here, that the devotee understands his destination even while in the material body. This is there. So before one actually enters perfection, one's perfectional position, one realizes what it is. And at least in the case of those who are going to enter Goloka Vrindavan, they start practicing for it. For those who go to Vaikuntha, we're not informed of there being a process of practicing a particular relationship before one enters. We're not informed of that. So yes, the devotee then, while still in the material world and with a material body, generally will understand what his or her eternal relationship is. And then because it's naturally just part of your being, who you are and what you are, a desire to attain it naturally arises. Naturally. So therefore the general understanding is that it's not that before there's some idea of what the eternal relationship is, that one just whimsically or by whatever calculation might be involved will just think, oh, I think I would like to be in such and such a relationship. The desire to enter the relationship develops as the devotee becomes aware of the relationship. Having said that, there are cases we know where devotees have at least tried to change their relationships, being well aware of what their relationships are. They've tried. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we read how Lakshmi Devi tried to change from an Aishwarya relationship to a Madhurya relationship. She wanted to enter the Rasa dance, but her spiritual attachment, or shall we say, affiliation with the transcendental relation, mood of awe and reverence and respect, Aishvarya, was so strong, she was not able to develop the mood of Madhurya. In fact, we understand she's still trying after 5,000 years. You've been there. But, what do you call it? Belvan. Yes. After 5,000 years, she's still trying by performing austerities. She hasn't got the idea that you have to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. Then the other example which comes to mind, which is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is the example of Murari Gupta, if I remember correctly. Yeah, Murari Gupta. Yes, that's right. That Lord Chaitanya was because Murari Gupta is Hanuman, actually. And therefore, he was always engaged in service to Sita Ram and Lakshman, as Murari Gupta in Navadvip. And Lord Chaitanya would sometimes tease him, that why are you interested like that? This is lower level. Come on, this is Radha and Krishna, they're much better. Don't worry about Sita Ram. Turn your attention to Radha Krishna. So Murari Gupta told Lord Chaitanya one day, he said, all right, tonight I will do it. Tonight I will give up Sita and Ram and just dedicate myself to Radha and Krishna. And he tried to do that the whole night. And when he met Lord Chaitanya the next morning, Murari Gupta was in tears. And he said, you know, I'm so sorry. I tried my best to do as you ordered me, to give up Sita and Ram and accept Radha and Krishna exclusively. But I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't give up Sita and Ram. And Lord Chaitanya said, congratulations. You are Hanuman. And then Murari Gupta saw, wow, I am. I'm Hanuman. So even though he had not been aware that he was Hanuman, still he had that strong attachment and attraction to serve like that, based on the already existing eternal relationship. So generally this is how it works. Yes. That the devotee performs his or her devotional service steadily without doubting, and after quitting the material body, they at once reach the destination for which they have prepared themselves. And after reaching that abode, we note the terminology in Sanskrit which reminds us of Bhagavad Gita, yadgatva na nivarteta. Nivarteta is slightly different way of saying the same thing, but otherwise it's the same. As Krishna says, yadgatva na nivartante, Krishna says. After reaching that abode, whatever is your swasamstana, you don't come back to this material world. So, like this, the devotees achieve that abode on the basis of their desire, which arises on the basis of what is already the eternal relationship generally. Whereas the Mayavadis, Prabhupada describes, they develop the desire to merge, and they attain some sort of merged position. Yes. As a living entity prepares himself, so he attains his abode. Yes. Anyway, we are not interested. We're just not interested in merging. And we pray that Krishna, Prabhupada, will protect us from that desire. It's called the final trap, that after coming to the point of being freed from material attachment to the material body, material enjoyment, all these things, still there's a danger that one might become attracted to some impersonal conception. So we pray that that will not happen, and rather, by the grace of the Lord, we'll be able to enter the spiritual sky in our pure spiritual bodies and become stationed in one of the spiritual planets. Goloka Vrindavan would be nice. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.